terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The only way we can avoid a shutdown is for Boehner to come up with a reasonable compromise and not just listen to what the Tea Party wants, because the Tea Party wants to stick to H.R. 1 with its draconian extreme. I always use the word extreme. That's what the caucus instructed me to do the other week. Extreme cuts and all these riders. And Boehner's in a box. But if he supports the Tea Party, there's going to inevitably be a shutdown.
Here's Senator Chuck Schumer of New York hot on a phone call giving some tips to colleagues about how to handle the Republicans and the possibility of a government shutdown next week. Talk radio, talk television, and the focus. We go to Fox News first. Bill Hemmer talking to Congressman Paul Broun of Georgia about a website he set up so everybody can keep an eye on what Congress is doing about the budget and the possibility of a shutdown.
You established a website to talk about the shutdown and the looming budget matters. What does that website do first?
Well, it's countdowntotheshutdown.com, Bill. And what the American people need to understand is I believe very firmly that the Democrats, back during the lame duck sessions, laid out a political plan to shut down the federal government, to reelect President Obama, to put Nancy Pelosi back in the Speaker's chair, and to give Harry Reid a big majority in the Senate.
So you would argue that if the government is shut down, Republicans get the blame. Do you believe that?
Well, they're going to try to blame us. In fact, Howard Dean just yesterday said that Democrats should welcome the shutdown. Chuck Schumer talked about it yesterday as a good example. They're going to shut the government down, I believe, because they want to do that for political purposes. Their diabolical plan is to shut the government down, to blame Republicans, and to try to get reelected. And that's what it's all about, I believe.
Well, Harry Reid made the argument, go ahead and cut the spending. We'll agree to that without costing jobs. Now, do those two add up? Is that possible?
No, it's not. Their big government agenda is destroying jobs, and jobs needs to be the purpose one of the federal government. And the way to do that is to leave dollars in the hands of small businessmen and women so that they can expand their business, get the restrictions off small business that are killing jobs. Obamacare is one of those restrictions that, in my district, I talked to a small business lady who needs to expand her business, but she's not because of Obamacare and the restrictions that the Democrats have put upon her. We've got to get those restrictions off. We've got to cut government spending. We've got to get our economy going and create jobs in the private sector, not bigger government here in Washington, as the Democrats have been promoting.
You've accused Democrats of using cynical threats. You can explain that if you like, but just the question about the government shutdown. You know, 1995 was the last time we were down that road. Aren't things a lot different now, 16 years later? When you look at a debt, a deficit, the top set at $14 trillion, we're in a different place now.
Absolutely, Bill, and the American people understand that. In fact, I talk to people all over my district, and they understand that shutting the government down is not going to stop the essential services of the federal government. Social Security checks will still go out. The military will still be paid. People can still go to the doctor. They understand that now. The American people understand we've just got to stop the outrageous spending that Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi have given us. And they want to shut the government down so that they continue that spending, continue their big government agenda. And The American people are in a different place, and it just has to stop. So I encourage people to go to countdowntotheshutdown.com and follow what's going on up here in Washington.
In a House Budget Committee hearing, Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland said it would be bad for the economy to make too many cuts too fast.
In the short term, both those bipartisan commissions also said if you cut too fast, too deeply, you will slow down a very fragile recovery and threaten to put people out of work. And, you know, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, he came up with a low estimate the other day in testimony before this House, which was 200,000 jobs would be lost, which he noted is not a trivial number, especially since we just celebrated last month a good jobs report that was a little less than 200,000. So I understand, and I know you do too, that there are lots of ways to look at these things, but I think it's important to put those facts on the table because those are the opinions of a bipartisan group, not just one side of the House.
Coming up, more hosts weighing in on the possibility of a government shutdown and whether both the Democrats and the Republicans are working hard enough, or are they working hard on assessing the blame. That's up next on the Talk Countdown.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there for their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, MSNBC. Chris Jansing talks here to Ezra Klein from the Washington Post about the blame game.
On Capitol Hill, budget talks have stalled. It's looking more likely we could have a government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid blames the Tea Party.
The infighting between the Tea Party and the rest of the Republican Party, including the Republican leadership in Congress, is keeping our negotiating partner on the negotiating table.
I'm joined now by Washington Post reporter and MSNBC contributor Ezra Klein. Good morning, Ezra.
Good morning.
Is Harry Reid right? Is this maybe more of a problem between Republicans and the Tea Party and not with the Democrats?
One of the things that's been difficult the entire way through to figure out is what is the Tea Party doing versus what is John Boehner saying the Tea Party doing. John Boehner knows, and he's smart to realize this, so the Tea Party gives him a lot of negotiating credibility. He says, look, I can't control my members, so you have to give me what I want. And they've been using that very effectively. So I think that a lot of Democrats would like it to be that the Tea Party and the Republican leadership are at war with one another. There's not no truth to that, but there's also a reality in which they are cooperating towards a common goal and have been fairly effective at that.
Well, Majority Leader Eric Cantor put the blame right back on the Democrats. In fact, he says in a statement, quote, Senate Democrats want to keep spending money that we don't have. In the scope of our debt crisis, if Senator Reid and Senator Schumer force the government to partially shut down over these sensible spending cuts, Americans will hold them accountable. So now we know their talking points, don't we?
Right. This is an important issue here. What Eric Cantor is saying is that the problem we're having is a disagreement over the amount of cuts. To some degree, that may be true, but to some degree, it isn't. One of the big sticking points is Democrats want to do cuts from the entirety of the federal budget. So not just what's called non-defense discretionary spending, which is where Republican cuts are, and that's things like education, infrastructure, et cetera, but also mandatory spending, farm commodity subsidies, Medicare, things like that, things that are outside this tiny slice Republicans prefer to focus on. So we do have one issue of how much cuts. We also have one which is where the cuts come from. And Republicans have been oddly dogmatic on only allowing them to come from one bucket of the federal budget.
Here's radio host Cisco Cotto talking to Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard about whether he thinks we're in for another continuing resolution, or will we actually see a government shutdown next week?
As far as this budget goes, obviously there's still battling going on. The Democrats don't want the same cuts that the Republicans want. You think a shutdown is in the offing, or are they going to come to some kind of a deal?
It's certainly a great possibility, and every day it gets to be a bigger possibility. It doesn't look like they can come to a deal on what the budget should be for the rest of the 2011 cycle. That's what we're on now. You know, this is the one when Republicans took over the House in January. They were already in the middle of this budget cycle that began last October, and they've had these two short-term things. I think there's a possibility there'll be another short-term thing, you know, which keeps spending going for a number of weeks. We had a two-week one and a three-week one. But if there's another one, Republicans are going to require more spending cuts as they did in the first two. So that's a possibility, the short-term one. And John Boehner, the House Republican leader, the House Speaker, actually, it has certainly said it's a possibility. So I would say there are about three equally possible things. A short-term extension, an extension for the rest of 2011, and then they'll start concentrating on next year's budget, or a shutdown. Any of the three could happen.
Any of those three could happen, and you talk about, in fact, I read this in the Wall Street Journal, a piece that you wrote there, mm-hmm. about these short-term fixes. You have some Republicans who are sick and tired of the short-term fixes, but you think that so far that strategy's working.
Well, it is working, I mean, because they've gotten spending cuts, first $4 billion and then $6 billion. And since they're small, they come in increments, it's almost impossible for Democrats to oppose them. Are they going to shut down the government over $4 billion, which is small compared to a $3.5 trillion budget? So I think if Republicans were wise and unified, they would just continue these incremental things for, you know, let's have another three-week extension and reduce spending by $6 billion. They've worked pretty well for Republicans, and they're very hard for Democrats to combat.
It almost seems like they're afraid that if they don't strike now, and by strike I mean get something more long-term in there with bigger, deeper cuts, that if they don't do it now, maybe public opinion will sway, maybe the public won't be on their side quite like they are now. Do you think that's part of it, or there's some Republicans who are elected to go there and make some big changes, and they're just itching to make some of these big changes?
They are, and they you mentioned these Republicans, and 54 of them voted against the most recent three-term extension that expires on April 8th, which is, 9 days away. And if there's no extension or no agreement on a budget, then that would be at least a partial government shutdown. You know, it's a little exaggerated what the shutdown involves. I mean, the Medicare checks and the Social Security checks will still go out. So it's not a complete shutdown. But a lot of Republicans just want to vote on a package of huge cuts, even though they're not attainable right now. I mean, because, look, Republicans have the House, but they don't have the Senate or the White House. And with these short-term things, they've been able to get spending cuts that they might not otherwise have gotten.
You know, it almost sounds like there is a pragmatism that could still achieve conservative ends, you know, where you say, as you're mentioning, hey, right now you got Dems in charge of the Senate and the White House. You're not going to get huge cuts. Get what you can now. Keep the public on your side. And then maybe down the line you can get more Republicans perhaps taking over the Senate or the White House. And then maybe you can get some of this stuff through.
Well, that's the only I think you've outlined what is a pragmatic but conservative strategy. And the only way Republicans can achieve what they really want to and what they talked about in the 2010 campaign.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus to Japan as more problems at the nuclear plant raising more concerns. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what Talk Radio is talking about and focused on. That includes the nuclear situation in Japan and the radiation concerns here in our country. Talk host Ray Appleton speaks to a correspondent in Japan about the latest on the nuclear issues.
I did hear that some of the power has been restored to the plant. What's the status on that?
Yeah, well, that's the main thing they're really trying to do. I guess there's really two things. They have to pump water into the reactors that have partially melted down, and then they have to get that water out. Once they get that water out, they're going to be able to restore power to the entire complex. That's what has not happened. Power has been restored to certain rooms, control rooms and such, but the actual cooling apparatus in the reactors, which are so vital to actually ending this crisis, power has not been restored to that because they still have so much radioactive water in that area.
Do we have any idea if that's even close in the wind, really doable or not?
Well, as to try to answer your question for close, basically everyone involved, TEPCO, the Japanese government, observers in the U.S. and in Europe say there is no timetable.
Got it.
Until they get the water out, they can't turn on the power. Until they turn the power on, they don't know exactly what we're dealing with. So the water is the first thing. They're saying at least weeks, more like months, possibly years. To continue to deal with this, and they, you know, they have decided they're absolutely scrapping those four reactors. This is going to end up probably being a no man's land. There are at least around about 12 miles around this plant.
What is the latest count of the death toll? Official count.
The official count is, I'm sorry, I'm looking for the exact number for you right now. The Japanese government is reporting 11,362 people killed, and they're still looking for 16,290 other people. And in this area around Fukushima, this 12-mile evacuation zone, they've already moved 70,000 people out of that. They're talking about expanding it. They've asked people to move out all the way to 19 miles, but that's another 140,000 people. And this whole area, as everyone knows, has been hit with the earthquake, with the tsunami, with the nuclear crisis, and there simply isn't enough places to put displaced people any longer. So they're really having a hard time finding places for people, finding food, finding gas, and finding warm clothes, because it's still really cold up in the north part of the island.
In Washington, Senate hearings continue on what the U.S. can learn from the current disaster in Japan.
We determined that if a similar situation were to happen in the United States, we would be recommending a larger evacuation out to approximately 50 miles. And I would stress that that was based on limited information and was a conservative and prudent decision that we made. So based on that information, we provided a recommendation to the U.S. government, and the ambassador in Japan issued a notice to American citizens in Japan to be advised to evacuate or to relocate to 50 miles beyond the plant. Here domestically, we continue to support efforts to monitor at nuclear power plants, and through the Environmental Protection Agency system, we continue to monitor radiation levels that would be seen in the United States. And I want to stress and repeat that we do not believe that there is any likelihood of levels of radiation in the United States that could cause any kind of public health and safety concern. Now, although we are confident about the safety of U.S. nuclear power plants, our agency has a responsibility to the American people to undertake a systematic and methodical review in light of the events in Japan.
Why are there no better standards for spent fuel pools?
The spent fuel pools are considered safety significant systems, so they meet a lot of the same standards that the reactor itself would have to meet.
Coming up, we'll shift our focus to Libya, including a report that one of Gaddafi's senior officials has resigned. That's up next on the Countdown.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Much of the conversation on talk radio and talk television this week has been about Libya, the president's speech, the no-fly zone, regime change, and all of that. While there has been a lot of discussion about whether we ought to be there at all, news broke that one of Gaddafi's senior officials has left the country, actually resigned. CNN's Wolf Blitzer talked to a reporter embedded with the rebel forces about the news that Libya's foreign minister had left.
The Libyan foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, has in fact resigned his position. He showed up in London today. The British Foreign Office telling CNN in a statement that Moussa Koussa arrived in London and told the British government he has resigned his position as Libyan foreign minister. A dramatic development today. A senior official close to Muammar Gaddafi, clearly showing up in London, resigning. As we know, so many Libyan ambassadors, including the Libyan ambassador here in Washington, D.C., the Libyan ambassador at the United Nations, Libyan ambassadors in other countries earlier had stepped aside, had broken with Gaddafi. But now it looks like Moussa Koussa, the foreign minister, has broken with Gaddafi. Here's the question. Does this signal a significant crack in the inner circle surrounding Muammar Gaddafi? Ben Wiedemann is joining us now. He's embedded with rebel forces in eastern Libya. Ben, let me get your quick reaction. Moussa Koussa, someone familiar to a lot of us who have covered Libya over the years. If, in fact, he has now split with Gaddafi, how significant would that be?
Well, it does represent a fairly significant blow to Muammar Gaddafi. This is a senior official. And even though shortly after the outbreak of the revolt in Libya, there was a string of resignations of ambassadors, for instance, from Libyan ambassadors around the world. The minister, the justice minister, have defected to the anti-Gaddafi forces. So certainly his foreign minister defecting is significant. Is it critical? I don't think so, because clearly on a very small circle around him, upon his sons, who each of which has a military unit. So it's a blow, but I don't think it's a critical fiscal blow to Muammar Gaddafi.
And at the same time, as we take a look at all of this, Ben, the rebels, and you're embedded with rebel forces, they seem to be clearly on the defense right now. They've lost a lot of ground over the past 48 hours in the face of this major Libyan Gaddafi offensive.
Yeah, what we're seeing is actually something of a change of tactics by the Libyan army. Before, they were very dependent upon heavy armor, tanks, heavy artillery. Now it appears that they're depending more on small mobile units that, for instance, today ambushed bulls outside of the town of Brega to the west of Brega, and that caused a complete panic among the rebel forces, even though eyewitnesses say they were ambushed by just a couple dozen men, and the people who were ambushed had very heavy machine guns, but it just caused panic in the ranks, and we saw they came straight in this Gabia, where they seem to be regrouping at the moment. But yet again, this underscores the disorganization, sort of the institutional chaos among the rebels, that they simply are not able to hold ground and really move forward very much. Certainly my colleague Arwa Dane followed the rebels to Benjawad, which from here is about a two-hour drive, but the forces have easily driven them back. And this despite the fact that, of course, they now essentially have cover. There's a no-fly zone over Libya, and the NATO aircraft have taken out much of the heavy army of the Libyan army, the armor, but that doesn't seem to really put a dent in their ability to send the rebels packing when they want.
Curtis, calling in from Florida, thinks President Obama is doing the right thing in Libya, doesn't understand why he's getting so much criticism.
When you're in war, when is the last time in any war? During World War II was a mission. You'd have to do what you had to do at the moment. When I was in Vietnam, we had missions, and we had to do what we had to do at the moment about the situation. And explain to me why Republicans are jumping all over Obama when it looks like he's made a sincere effort to protect our young boys and girls in the military. To my knowledge, we haven't had anybody, I don't like to use the word murdered or killed. Would they explain to me why he's tried to do it right and Bush and Cheney goes in there with false information and young boys and girls come home in body bags and the they're jumping up and down about the debt? That's 40% of our debt is these two wars.
Next up on the countdown, a talk host weighs in on John McCain's comments that we should use any means necessary to remove Gaddafi.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone. For a risk-free trial of Venacura, call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, presenting now host Tommy Tucker, talking with a caller about the comments made by Senator McCain that, contrary to what the president said, we ought to do whatever it takes to get rid of Gaddafi.
The president was on TV telling him what was the criteria for Libya, and I think all of us are still a little confused about what the ultimate end game here is, but I think we're a long way from putting troops on the ground. John McCain says we should use any means necessary to remove Gaddafi from power. So who do you agree with, John McCain or President Obama? And I'll be respectful of both, Senator McCain or President Obama. And if you could go back, would you change the results of the election? Because you could be talking about, if you agree with Senator McCain, who would now be President McCain, the United States getting involved in a third war, depending on how you're counting Iraq right now on your score sheet. And if you don't think the United States should use any means necessary to remove Gaddafi from power in Libya, then you might actually be glad that Obama and not McCain won the election. Kevin, North Shore.
As far as John McCain and Barack Obama, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I respect both. I respect John's view, and I respect the president's view. You know, bottom line is, you know, I just believe that, you know, we have a president, whether we like him or not. You know, bottom line is, we have our hands. I just think that we're too spread out to start.
And let me jump in with a text I just got as far as arming the Libyan rebels. Somebody texted me, said we armed the Afghan rebels in the 80s, and look how that turned out. It turned out with them eventually beating the Soviet Union, which some people say could have led to the downfall of the Soviet Union, but look at the mess it led to with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So go ahead. Exactly. Finish, Kevin. I didn't mean to jump in.
That's okay. I just want to say that, you know, I just think that, you know, we have our hands in just too many fires right now. You know, let's go back a ways. You know, we got Saddam Hussein out. Okay, we were very fortunate and very liberal about doing that. You know, my thing is, you know, we've just forgotten all about this other guy in Afghanistan. You know, we've just gone beyond him. The guy that we should be going after, you know, with guns loaded at this point in time, would be would be the other guy that's in Afghanistan. What's his name?
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. Okay. As far as Libya, you know, I just think that you know I'm on the president's side with this. You know, let NATO do something. You know, we always want to jump in. We always want to lead. You know, I mean, I'm just getting tired of us leading into everything. You know, we are so stretched out. Our military is so stretched out. These kids are everywhere. You know, they don't know which way they're going. And I just think that, you know, why not let NATO take this and run with it? And this, let's just see where this goes. If they need our help down the road, that's another issue. But let NATO take, you know, let NATO take the rope and run with it.
Over on Fox, Greta Van Susteren talks to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, asking him if he also believes we should do whatever it takes.
Senator McCain says that goal in Libya is that Gaddafi must go.
Right.
Is that a goal different from the president?
Well, the president said he must go, but the big mistake in the speech, he said that military force to make him go would be a mistake. The day you say that, you're telling Gaddafi that maybe he's not going to face the wrath of the coalition fully. So my belief is that the president needs to allow the airstrikes to continue. We started this country with a ragtag band of rebels. I know they're not a professionally trained army, but they're willing to take the fight to the streets. And while they're fighting, they're not fighting to create an al-Qaeda led Libya. There may be some al-Qaeda members there.
How do you know that? I mean, the admiral saying the flick, I don't know what a flicker of al-Qaeda is, but...
Because I go there a lot, and I know this. I know that the young men and women in Egypt didn't go to the streets to replace Mubarak with al-Qaeda, and al-Qaeda is rejected all over the Mideast, and the only way they come back in power is when vacuums exist. And at the end of the day, Greta, I have no concern about al-Qaeda running Libya. I do have concern that the president's speech last night is going to prolong this war. If Gaddafi stays in power, it will be a national security disaster for this country and the region. That is non-negotiable. He must go, and military force should be on the table to make him go.
Well, so you think we should have boots on the ground?
I don't think we need boots on the ground.
So what, airstrikes?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime a tank moves out in the open, blow it up. And that's worked thus far. But the reporter was right. The closer you get to Tripoli, the harder it's going to be. But at the end of the day, our air power can neutralize his tanks and his artillery, and his inner circle will crack. At the end of the day, I don't think people are going to want to fight to the death for Gaddafi. And if he does come back, if he's able to survive, it'll be the biggest foreign policy blunder in history. Look how unstable the Mideast would be. So from President Obama's point of view, if he doesn't realize it, he should. Libya is a defining moment in his presidency and for the peace and security of our nation throughout the Mideast.
Is he going, Gaddafi?
Yes, he's going to go, because the people out in the streets they've crossed the line and there's no going back. They know that if Gaddafi comes back, they're going to get slaughtered. So I believe that Muammar Gaddafi, after 40 years of tyranny, is not that popular in his own country. And why the heck we don't knock him off TV? You know, when the host of his state-run TV has an AK-47, says, fight for the dear leader, that should be off the air. He should not be able to communicate and intimidate his people.
Am I correct in that we're sort of like casually executing this war?
One foot in and one foot out. We need to let the coalition know that we're going to go in as NATO, but America is fully committed to helping NATO replace this guy. The opposition should know you're going to have to fight for your freedom, but we're going to be there with you every step. And the inner circle of Gaddafi needs to know it's just a matter of time. Make a decision now while you can to get rid of this guy. And my belief is he goes when his own people turn on him. If they feel the wrath of the coalition and the wrath of the Libyan people is uncompromising, they're going to turn on Gaddafi. But the message the president sent is the wrong message. The message should be he's going to go, and all options on the table to make him go exist.
John, a caller from Reno, thinks we just don't have the money to help Libya.
I'm just extremely angry about what we're doing now in Libya. I mean, when you go to other countries, they have bullet trains. They have such strong infrastructure. And in the United States, we don't have the infrastructure. I mean, when you travel by train, you travel by Amtrak that was built in the 1960s. It just seems like that we put all of our money into war, And, you know, Athens was once, in ancient Athens, they had democracy, and everybody talks about the democracy originating, but nobody ever talks about why Athens fell, and it was because of the Peloponnesian Wars. They went broke, and we just don't seem to learn from history. And people can say, people like me are weak or whatever, but when you look for the infrastructure in the United States, it just isn't there. You travel to other countries, they have one of the most beautiful things, such as the bullet train. They have so much more. I don't know why Americans have a hard time understanding. Yes.
Coming up next, is Libya the next Iraq? Some talk hosts and callers think that's the case. We'll focus on that next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk television are talking about. And talk host Mike Slater thinks President Obama's speech on Libya this week was a distraction and that we are, in fact, looking at another Iraq.
President Obama attempted to explain the unexplainable. And honestly, he did as good of a job as possible. Doesn't mean he did a good job. It means he did as good of a job as possible. If you are one who is easily distracted, then you were distracted. And everything's fine. Oh, yeah, it's good. Libya, good. Yeah, saving people, wonderful. If you stick with your principles and you continue to look at the facts, then you weren't distracted. And you notice that the Secretary of the United Nations, our ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, she said that arming the rebels on the ground is not out of the question. In other words, we're going to be arming the rebels on the ground, just like we did with the Taliban in the 80s. Taliban, they were the good guys, right? And countless other times we've done the same, we've made the same mistakes. But we don't know who the rebels are. We don't know who they are. And there's a few different groups of rebels. You can't just put them into one category and be like, oh, the rebels, good guys. It's not out of the question that those arms that we're going to be giving them will one day be used against us again. Oh, Slater, how do you know? I don't know, but it's happened so many times. How can you say that it won't? But that, of course, wasn't in the president's speech. His speech was mostly, well, there was going to be a lot of killing of civilians, so we stepped in to stop it, which is fine in a fantasy land. So in a perfect world, it's fine. Yeah, let's do that. Get in, get out. We'll be good to go. But that's not how it works. And the president was unable to convince me that George Washington's advice in his farewell address is still not the best principle for our foreign policy. Where George Washington said the great rule of conduct for us in regard to foreign nations is in extending our commercial relations and to have with them as little political connection as possible. Europe, and also the Middle East, has their own set of primary interests, which to us have none or a very remote relation. Hence, she must be engaged in frequent controversies, the causes of which are essentially foreign to our concerns. Therefore, it would be unwise for us to implicate ourselves by artificial ties in the ordinary circumstances of their politics or the ordinary combinations and conflicts of her friends or enemies. Why, by interweaving our destiny with that of any part of Europe / the Middle East, why by interweaving our destiny entangle our peace and prosperity in the toils of European ambition, rivalship, interest, humor, or caprice? And that last word is actually the most applicable.
Host Greg Garrison here with Frank Gaffney from the Washington Times about al-Qaeda's connection to the rebels.
Libya's rebels are believed, I hear, in some quarters, to be either supplied by, funded by, or inclusive of al-Qaeda. But our president seems to be really enamored of them, and he's helping them take care of things. Your 2 cents worth on the Libyan situation and our pacifist president's newfound bellicosity. What do you think?
Well, two things. One, we don't know who these guys are, and it is sort of remarkable that we are as committed to protecting them, and I would guess in the not-too-distant future, arming them as we are, without a better handle on who they are. You know, Andy McCarthy has coined the phrase the Libyan Mujahideen as a way of describing what may well be the upshot of this, which is, as with the effort to arm a group that were called the Mujahideen in Afghanistan and turned out subsequently to be called al-Qaeda, was a good idea at the time, but not so good as it, you know, played out. But in this case, I think the best we can hope for, Greg, is that it's Muslim Brotherhood that we're dealing with in aiding the rebels. At the very least, they will be the people who come to the fore as this turmoil plays out. And at worst, there will be clearly al-Qaeda elements. We know for sure that there have been numbers of folks from the areas that are the wellspring of the rebels in Libya that have been fighting and killing our guys in Afghanistan, or in Iraq at least, maybe Afghanistan too. So the chances are they're back, and they're now working to take power in their country, and we are in the position of helping them, pursuant to a policy that has come to be called the responsibility to protect, which has become, in recent years, not only a very much admired concept of the United Nations, but is especially espoused by transnationalists like Samantha Power, a woman we heard a bit about back during the campaign when she torched Hillary Clinton and had to be dropped. Now has been rehabilitated, brought into the National Security Council, and is advising the president, apparently with Hillary Clinton, ironically, and Susan Rice at the UN, were three very influential voices in getting the president to engage U.S. forces, as he put it, to respond when other people volunteered our military to go fight in Libya.
You can find out more about all the items on the countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, which is plainly there at Doug Steffen.